Okay. So in July of last year, our South Dakota Health Department field staff identified 5 cases of salmonella through routine case interviews that had attended a powwow event. An outbreak investigation ensued, and like most public health crises, this was a Friday right before a 3-day weekend. We were able to reach the local tribe and Indian Health Service, or IHS unit, and learned that 1,100 people had attended this 3-day powwow event the week prior, and that 2 catered meals were thought to be a potential source of illness. The 2 catered meals were provided by a local grocery who served on Saturday and Sunday evening meals. Additionally, there were other food vendors present throughout the day, and attendees also brought food items such as homemade soups to share. It's a tradition at these powwow events to have plenty of food available as leftovers are expected. The Lakota word for leftovers is watecha, and people are accustomed to bringing Tupperware or their watecha bowls or buckets to bring any leftover remaining food home. So upon returning from the long weekend by July 5th, we now had 30 cases, and our public health lab had identified the serotype to be Javiana, which we rarely see in South Dakota, and it's commonly, you know, seen in the southeastern United States. The next day, July 6th, our state health department staff met with IHS and tribal officials to discuss outbreak response and agency roles for a case control investigation. IHS served as the lead agency in this investigation, with the state providing guidance and support with data management and analysis. A focus questionnaire was finalized at this meeting and deployed by IHS sanitarians and nurses to interview cases and controls in the community. All completed questionnaires were sent to the state and input into our database for analysis. And here's a quick look at our outbreak case definitions. Obviously, confirmed cases needing salmonella isolated with the outbreak pattern. For results, we identified 112 cases, 46 of those being confirmed by culture. I won't go into much detail here on this slide, but we had a 28% hospitalization rate and 3 cases from additional states that had attended. Looking at the epi curve, you can see case onsets beginning the latter half of the powwow and spiking 1 to 2 days immediately afterwards. The red dots on this chart represent 5 cases that actually did not attend the event, but 8 leftovers brought to them by family and friends. Amongst these 5 cases, however, there were no single commonalities in food items that were eaten. And this is also kind of what our case control study suggested, that numerous food items that were served at these evening suppers were statistically associated with illness, with macaroni salad demonstrating the most significance. However, this salad was only served on the last day, Sunday of the event, and we had 13 cases, including culture-confirmed cases, that only attended the day prior, which was Saturday, only ate food from Saturday, and never had the opportunity to actually eat this macaroni salad. An environmental health investigation was conducted at the grocery and the powwow food serving station, which was kind of an outdoor type of shack. The grocery had staff on site that served food for approximately 2 hours and then left all remaining food outdoors on the counters. Some foods reportedly sat until midnight, possibly 6 or more hours outside of temperature control until either it was all consumed or picked up by families to bring home. The grocery did not identify any food workers being ill. There were no food workers tested, and there also was no leftover food available for testing. This outbreak happened to be the second largest in South Dakota history for salmonellosis, with 112 cases. We couldn't identify the ultimate source, but likely originated with an ill or asymptomatic infected food handler, as there were deficiencies in food temperature holding and potential for cross-contamination, likely proliferated illness. Lastly, it's essential for a state like South Dakota to continue to leverage and maintain our partnerships with our local tribes and Indian Health Service units to effectively respond to these types of outbreaks. Thank you.